Our portion of scripture for consideration this morning is recorded in Ephesians chapter 5. We read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Dear Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When selling a house, always brew coffee before a showing. That was the advice given to me years ago. And my wife and I had an opportunity one time to put it into practice, selling our house, and we had a showing. I think it was at 11 a.m. So we got the house all clean and spotless, and then at about 10:30, we brewed a pot of coffee. And then we left the house so that the realtor could show up with the prospective buyers. And I guess the idea is that when they walk into that house, one of the first things that greets them is the very pleasant aroma and fragrance of coffee, which is very appealing to many people and can make the house seem more attractive and homey. And I don't know how much the coffee worked, but we sold the house very quickly. Now, the opposite can also be true. 3 years ago, when we moved back to Mankato, we shopped for a house. I think we looked at about 15 different houses. And I can remember one house in West Mankato, very quaint-looking, older house. We walked into the living room, and it was beautiful. Hard, wooden, polished floors, beautiful wood trim around the fireplace and door frames and so on. But I'm not sure what the sellers were thinking, because we walked down into the basement, and there was a horrid smell down there, an odor. It was worse than just the kind of musty basement damp smell. And we were wondering what was going on. We looked in the one cupboard, and it was piled up about a yard high with trash. There were empty aluminum cans, all kinds of things in there. And we left that house very quickly, and I was trying to kind of get that smell out of my nose, wanted some of that stuff the CSI agents put in their nose before they go to a crime scene. And needless to say, we did not purchase that house. Isn't it easy to forget how important the sense of smell can be? God knows this. And in Scripture, there are times when he uses the language of this sense to describe righteousness and evil. For example, there are numerous times in Scripture where there's references made to sinful people and their bad behavior as being a stench to others. Like the Ammonites became a stench to King David. In the book of Leviticus, we read how the high priest Aaron and his sons, when they would make their sacrifices, that is described there as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. God knows that this relates to us. After all, I'm sure that there are not many of you who would appreciate learning that you had a bad odor about you in front of others. In fact, have you ever noticed that you've got bad breath and suddenly you'll, in the conversation, be like, oh, yeah, that's really, yeah. Good. Try to hide it. I mean, we like to smell pleasant before others, don't we? You know, this really ties in nicely with our theme for this week. We've been hearing about how we want to have Christ's love in us and we want to share and distribute that love to others. And here in our lesson for today from Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. Walk in love. That's a nice way to describe it, isn't it? That as we walk around, we have that love before others. How much do you walk in a day? Some of us can track that, right, with our smartwatches, 10,000 steps maybe. I want you to think about yesterday. How many steps did you do? 6,000 steps, 10,000? How many of those steps, as you walked around, as you interacted with people, classmates, professors, co-workers, family, and so on, how many of those steps, for how many of those were you a sweet-smelling aroma, and how many of those were you a stench in the nostrils of others? Paul, in our lesson, he had just described, giving us some context for what he means when he talks about walk in love. He had just said, put off all bitterness, anger, wrath, and slander. These are the things that make us a stench. And instead, he says, be imitators of Christ. Now, that doesn't mean to try to imitate his essence. We can't do that, or his majestic works. There's no way that we can do those things. But rather, he is referring to Christ in the sense of his compassion and his forgiveness, his patience, his long-suffering. That is what is sweet-smelling to others. So how are you doing when you think about yesterday? What's your assessment of how you are in front of others? You know, it's easy, isn't it, to think of ourselves as being forgiving people. But then, when somebody else commits a real sin against us, that hurts, doesn't it? The stench of that sin hurts us. If you've ever been on the receiving end of somebody's wrath and anger, maybe they belittled you, or somebody slandered you and damaged your reputation, that hurts. And we can think to ourselves, well, what about my rights? Doesn't that person deserve to have some of the bitterness and anger that I'm feeling? So others become a stench to us, and instead of diffusing the situation and imitating Christ with patience and forgiveness, often we will return with an even greater stench. And the concern here is that God hates the stench of sin. And just as I wanted to get quickly out of that horrid-smelling basement, so too God, on that final day when we stand before his throne, anyone who has the stench of sin, he will separate them from himself permanently. And you don't want that to happen to you. The Apostle Paul encourages us to repent. And today we can praise the Lord, because 2,000 years ago, just outside of the city of Jerusalem, on a cross, a sacrifice was made, and a pleasing aroma ascended up to heaven. God breathed in that sacrifice, and the stench of the world's sin in his nostril, it was erased. He forgave your sins. The Apostle Paul says in our lesson, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. It's interesting that those two Greek words that are used there to refer to offering and sacrifice, they pair well. In fact, between the two terms together, they cover every type of Old Testament sacrifice and offering that was ever prescribed, whether it was a burnt offering or a sin sacrifice, a guilt offering, they are all covered. Christ is the once-for-all offering for your sins and for mine. In 2006, the perfume brand called Clive Christian, they released their most expensive men's cologne ever. It's called Imperial Majesty, and they only released 10 16-ounce bottles at the price of a whopping $435,000 a bottle. even if I sold my whole house, I couldn't afford that cologne. It must smell amazing, but I guess I'll never know what it smells like. But that's okay, because you and I, we have an infinitely more valuable fragrance readily available to us, free of charge. Because whenever you come here into chapel, whenever you go to church on Sunday for divine service, that sanctuary is filled with the aroma and the fragrance of Christ. As the pastor proclaims the word of God, the law and the gospel, and as the sacraments are administered, the Holy Spirit puts that fragrance upon you. Have you ever hugged your boyfriend or girlfriend or your spouse, and then hours later you notice that on your shirt you can smell that nice aroma from them? Well, so too, the Holy Spirit puts that fragrance of Christ on us in worship. And we don't remain in the sanctuary, but rather we go out into the world where we share that fragrance, we spread that love of Christ with others. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." And rest assured, dear believer, that on the last day, God will not detect a hint of the stench of sin on you, but rather He will only smell that sweet-smelling aroma of His Son, Jesus Christ. And He is going to draw you and all believers to be near Him in paradise forever. Amen. This morning, we have a special prayer request for Tom Bierer. He suffered a heart attack and is presently hospitalized. Tom is a longtime brass lesson instructor at Bethany. And his son Evan currently teaches woodwind lessons and jazz. And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of your child, Tom. Thank you for bringing him through this ordeal. We are grateful that through the work of faithful members of his medical team, he is now in recovery. Use their skills, knowledge, and care to grant him a full and complete restoration to good health according to your will. By your word, assure Tom of your deep love for him through the work of his Savior. We commit him into your gracious care. In Jesus' saving name, amen.